Phyllis here. If you can let me know by typing in that you can hear me, that would be awesome, because you know I like to start my calls making sure that everyone can hear me. Alrighty, so I see that Annie's on tonight. Just refreshing. Hi Denise, how are you going? Alrighty, just doing a refresh. If you want to type in, let me know you're there. I don't know unless you do type in. I can see the numbers, but I just can't see you if you don't type in. Tonight I'm going to talk about a number of things. A couple of things first is that the format of recording your weight is a little bit changed. So if you see your email for this week that came with the call link reminder, if you can put in so that you're actually writing down as you lose. So the whole 16 weeks are going to be there for you to do in one place to keep it all. It just means that that way you can track what's happening rather than just sending in one. Sometimes people are just sending in their actual weight and they haven't spent the time to work out if they've lost or put on or whatever. Hi, Melissa, how are you? Thanks for letting me know you can hear me. All right, so that's cleared up. Another thing I want to talk about is a number of people have been asking about the day with Damien in Wellington, and the date, I'll just check that, is the 27th of May. Now, the cost to people who are not challengers is going to be $297 for the day. We are giving 50% off that and then another reduction for the challengers. So it's going to work out about, I think it works out $101 or something. So they'll just round it up to $100 for you. So it's $100 to come do the day with Damien. It's a detox program, I suppose you could call it. So it's like a mini retreat, sort of run along similar lines to what we would do normally during the day in a retreat. A couple of things that happen, I'll just run over it, the email will be coming out this week, but the mini retreat will be held in Wellington and it's at the East Girls College. It'll be from 8 to 4. So really think about if you can get to Wellington or you know somebody in Wellington who could benefit from it, that would be awesome. So the day starts with you have two meals, so you'll have breakfast, and as people arrive and check in, we'll be doing what's called a BIA, so that's a bioimpedance analysis reading, and Damien will do the interpretation. These are very valuable. Sometimes people, feel like that's one of the crucial things that they get. Hi, Shamila. One of the crucial things that they get on the retreat that really helps propel them forward. So the day with Damien and, of course, myself is a mini retreat, so you'll be getting a BIA when you arrive. The interpretation will be done as a session with Damien, and he will actually go through. So you'll have your own reading in front of you, your own interpretation, and he will go through. So it tells you lots of things like intracellular water, how much muscle mass you've actually got. So you can actually have specific things that you improve on, and what you want to do is aim for your BIA number, so your age. It does your actual age as opposed to your biological age, so what your actually body is actually acting like. And the very first time I had one done, mine was devastating. I got into the car and had a wee cry. Mine was, I can't remember exactly, it was either 64 or 69 years old. So it was absolutely devastating, and that was when I was at my heaviest before I began with Damien. So it is really valuable. What you want to do is get that reading to be coming down and coming down. Some people on the retreat who have done the 112 successfully and continued on looking after themselves actually end up with a BIA younger than their actual years, which is pretty incredible and pretty awesome. So there'll be a cooking lesson in terms of a breakfast put together. There'll also be a lunch cooking lesson. There's a special trainer coming in, so don't feel uncomfortable about your fitness level. The trainer's there and skilled to be able to manage multiple fitness levels, but what we want you to do is, kickstart yourself or upscale what you're already doing so that you can, build on it, take away what you learn on the day with Damien and build on it over the time. So these mindset sessions, I'm doing a session around the name of the book that I'm writing, and it's called Skinny Bitch in the Making. Skinny Bitch is a light-hearted reflection of what we think sometimes and say. It's not to offend anybody, so if you don't like it, please don't read it or come. Janine, hi from Auckland. Hi, Annie. How are you going? So it's going to be a fun day, but it's also a very, for some people, an emotional day because you actually get some real learnings and some real understandings about what you're doing and where you're going. So it's an alternative to a retreat throughout the year because we're not running a retreat this year. We're having one in March next year. So it's a way of connecting them with other people. It is pretty full on, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of learning. So that'll be coming out this week. We're opening it to challenges first, and then we'll be opening it up to what we call the community that follow what we do, and then we'll be opening it up to you know, other people. So just letting you know so that you can get in first. There's some people who I know are flying from other areas for it, so also jumping on and being able to have a look at flights if that's what you want to do. Alrighty. So I'm going to talk about a few things, and it's about intention, physical well-being, your energy, and, you know, your outcome, what's your end goal, and also your attitude. Someone has written here, I seem to be desperately in need of helping hand. In the first week of my challenge, I lost a very respectable 3% in body weight. But over the next 4 weeks, I've put it all back on, bar 200 grams. I'm nearly halfway through my challenge, and I'm back to square one. What can Slim You do to help the avalanche, please? So what I would say to you is, what can you do to help the avalanche? Because Slim You has actually done what needed to do. Giving you the information, it's how you pick it up and you run with it. So you need to sit down and have a look at what areas you're letting yourself down and where you're not following through on, because there has to be a reason why that's actually happened. One of the things I'm going to talk about is, you know, intention cards. A great thing that you could look at doing is setting your intention on cards and actually putting them in your wallet or sticking on your steering wheel. I don't know which or where you look regularly, putting it on your mirror, and maybe making a little deck of these intention cards. So there might be, because it can get overwhelming for some people with the things that they need to change. So if you're a non-exerciser, we know that movement supports weight loss, and building muscle supports your ability to continue to be, you know, an efficient, lean, burning machine. So it may be that an intention card that you need to set is that you're going to do some physical activity and you're going to move more. But you need to be specific. So everyone's heard of the KISS principle, you know, keep it simple, sexy, I like to say, not stupid, we don't need to use stupid, but, you know, keep it simple, sexy. So think about, you know, what is on the intention card that you write, and they just need to be little sort of credit card or business card size, that you can just get it out and read it several times a day. And if you've got, I know there might be four things that you know that you're not doing or that you intend to do that you haven't been doing it, there might be 10, I don't know, but shuffle them up and pick one out for the day. And, you know, people use these types of things for, some people use them in a spiritual way. I'm trying to find the right word for it. They will use them to, I don't know, predict something that an angel said or whatever. What I'm talking about is actually using an intention card. That's an intention around what it is that you're going to do. So, you know, Annie, you might want to think about what is it that over the last few weeks that you haven't done, that's or what you are doing that's moving you further away from your goal, because there has to be some things that are happening to do that. Intention cards are great because you can put them in your wallet, get it out. So, you know, whatever the intention is, and like I say, you might have a number of them, but if you could imagine that you're getting it out, waking up in the morning, the first thing you're doing is reading and picking an intention out, and you're going to make that an action throughout the day. So if it's drink more water, and on your intention card it says I will drink, and I don't know what your quantity is for your size, 2.5 litres a day, and how I will do this is la 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 la, then, you know, when you get up in the morning, you pick the intention card out, that's what you're going to do for the day. So you're going to go to the kitchen, get those containers that you, and hopefully this, you know, stainless steel or glass, and get those containers that are going to store your water, and you're going to pack them into your cooler bag or whatever you take to work, or even set it up at home if you're working from home. But that's your intention, to get that amount of water in for the day. And you might want to do an intention for a week or 2 days, 3 days, and then change it up. You know, my intention is to get more incidental movement in my day. So I'm going to stand for, and how I will do this is I'm going to stand for every single phone call that I take or make. And that makes a massive amount of difference in terms of holding your body weight. So have a think about that. You know, if your intention is to get more incidental movement, if you're going out in the car, you're going to park further away in the car park. It might be that you park a block away, put your walkers on, and shove your high heels, whatever you wear to work, in a backpack and walk that block. It might be that you have stairs at work, you're going to go up and down them several times a day. So think about what it is that you could do with intention cards and make some. So they are a little pack of cards that you're going to pull out and do some things that you intend to do. Anyone got anything they'd want to share around what they would put on an intention card for other people? You're awfully quiet tonight, guys. Another one could be that around your food. So your intention is to prepare 7 breakfasts. And actually make sure when you get the intention card for that day that you turn it to an action. So the intention card might have on one side the intention and on the other side the action that actually has to happen in order to make the intention, take place and actually happen. So turn from an intention to an action. So nobody's sharing with me what they could put on an intention card. Just going to refresh. Smile more. Someone said smile more. So, you know, our mood, and I'm going to talk about attitude shortly, but our mood greatly affects us. So if, you know, we tend to be grumpy, and I've had a roller coaster day to day, which has really affected my mood, and what happens is your energy levels go low, and when your energy levels are low, you don't feel like doing anything. In the last week, I've stopped my regular nightly swim because it's getting too cold and too dark. But, you know, it's thrown me out of kilter. So another thing to enhance our physical well-being and our energy is to actually use energy. So set a consistent activity that you do each and every day. And it might be that you do a particular activity 3 times a week and another activity 2x a week. But it's about the repetition, the consistency and persistence. So consistency and persistence get us there. Annie, I would ask you what it is that you think that you haven't been consistent and persistent with to allow that to happen. Have you just let the last 4 weeks, you know, happen to you? Because that's what happens, and that's how we get where we are when we start. You know, life just happens to us, and we wake up and go, oh, my gosh, you know, that time's gone past. Melissa from Wellington says, I intend to use positive self-talk today. That's an awesome intention. And on the other side with the action, it might be that you have some. There's a couple of people I've been listening to this week. One guy's Lee Harris, and he does some. He talks about energy and energetic happenings within the world. And for some people, it's a little bit woo-woo, but I do actually think that we're going through some very intense times within the world. And so energetically, it's got to affect us. You know, when we're watching negative media on TV all night long and reading negative things in the paper, and people start to worry about finances and business and la la la. You know, like this morning my day started, actually yesterday, my day started with EQ crap, I'm going to call it. And so what happened is that EQ crap, because I focused on it, just intensified and magnified and continued on. And today it accumulated into, you know, unbelievably crazy event. Whether that was going to happen or not, I don't know, but I really definitely focused on it. So, you know, what we focus on and where we put our attention definitely is what we get back. So, Melissa, that's a great one, you know, the positive self-talk. So having some affirmation or mantras or whatever. One that I heard from Lee, which was great, is I agree to love and honour myself and my body more than ever in these coming days and months. So it might be that you say something like, I agree to love and honour myself and my body more than ever in these next 112 days. I agree to begin now. For Annie, that's a good one for you. I agree to begin now. I will love myself like never before. I am ready. You know, make what's comfortable with you. And for people who don't do mantras or think self-talk's a little bit crazy and woo-woo, just try it. One of the other things that you can do is like a schoolyard intention. When back in the dark ages, if you did wrong at school, they got you to write 100 lines. Now, the act of writing on paper, words to paper, as opposed to typing them, actually has a brain connection that really cements what it is that you're writing. So it might be that you just want to write the same thing over and over again. Get a journal. And every day for the next 112 days, write as if you already have achieved the thing that you're after, and write it like you've achieved it, and write it over and over and over again. You know, makes you focus on it, and you might want to sit down and do 50 lines, 20 lines, 100 lines. You may think this is crazy and not want to do any of it. I always say just, you know, try something for a week or 2 weeks and see the difference that it makes. But what we focus on, we definitely move towards, and we definitely attract. All right, I'm just going to refresh. You guys still awake and with me? They're very quiet. Probably all in the chat room chatting. So those intention cards, I really do think they're a good idea. My daughter used cards, flash cards, for learning through her nursing years, and she actually finds it a great way to learn. Writing down what it is that you want to learn on one side and the answer on the back. So this is really, the intention is what you want to do and the answer is the action on the back. So, you know, action is the answer. It's about the doing. It's in the doing. So the gap between knowing and doing, it's in the doing that the thing happens, that the change happens, that the magic happens. Am I making sense or am I too woo-woo for some people? I'm just going to refresh again. I had a massage this afternoon, so if I sound a little bit groggy, certainly there was a lot of stress in my shoulders and my body, and it's definitely made me feel ready for my bed. So it's a great thing to do, I think, sometimes. Alrighty, I'm refreshing. Are you still there? Hayley, can you let me know if you can hear me, because everyone's gone very quiet. Still listening, a bit of reflection going on at the same time. Thanks for that, Sarah. Reflection is a great thing too. And like I said before, repetition, consistency and persistence. So again, I always like to use myself as the example so that, you know, you can transfer it into your own. But when I decided to swim every day, you know, back in December, not knowing it would be a three-month, although I knew it was going to be a three-month journey because my last swim was on the 31st of March. I knew it was going to be a three-month journey, but I didn't know it was going to take 3 months for me to be comfortable in the open sea. So when I talked to my swim coach and I decided, what I recognised was my swim ability is great, my fear was huge. So I recognised that it was the top 10% of my body that was holding me back. The other 90% from my sort of my eyes, or just above my eye, actually just below my eyes down, was fine. I have good technique, I have a reasonable pace, I'm fairly strong. All of that will come next season. But what was holding me back was my fear of this water, my fear of my feet not touching the bottom. And, you know, fear like that doesn't go away. So I understand for some of you, you can transfer that into what's happening when you want to go through a change in your body. Oh, while I remember, this year for Easter is the best weight loss year we've had, because Easter traditionally is a really hard time for people to continue on with their weight loss journey, because chocolate is chocolate. And unlike Christmas, where it has barbecues and salads and, you know, good choice meats and quality things like that, you can make a choice and you can miss out the, you know, the pavlova and things because you've got lots of choice, it's sunny and it's nice. The difficulty is that Easter, chocolate is chocolate. And, you know, for some people, they have a little taste and away they go. So I was really impressed and really pleased about the weight loss figures, even with myself. All right, so what was I talking about? I've got off track. Anyone want to remind me? Oh, it's talking about the swimming and the persistency and the consistency. So when I actually worked out and I realised that it's my mind, and the only way that I was going to make a change was to show up. And to show up, I had to show up on a bigger level and a bigger manner than what I was doing. So just showing up 3 times a week to swim just meant that I would just get over my fear for that session, even though it was still there, I'd get it under control, and then I'd have a couple of days break, and then I'd get back in the water and the fear would be there. So I knew that what was really important for me was to show up consistently and persistently, but every single day, and I even went over to twice a day, so the morning and the night. Sometimes I was slow and tired because, you know, you can overtrain, but what was really important to me was being in that water twice a day. So consistently and persistently I did that. Now, when I said to the swim coach, what do you think about that? What do you think about me swimming twice a day? He said, like with anything that you do, as long as you consistently do it, your body will adapt to it. So by just turning up every now and then, or going hard, you know, doing like a 2 day harder and then 4 days off and then to start again, that's when you have problems. So getting consistent and persistent is a really important thing. So on that intention card, maybe think about what it is that you would like to be doing consistently and persistently every day. I'm preparing to move on to my next thing. And of course, like anything, when we push ourselves out of our comfort zone, naturally what human beings want to do is go back to comfort. So of course I'm resisting mentally and physically, I'm resisting, you know, starting this next thing because it's out of comfort zone. But the more that I persist and the more that I turn up and I'm consistent, the easier it becomes. I went for a swim on Saturday with the girl that I swim with, and we swam out. It was a 1.5K swim. And yes, we stop and we chat, we enjoy ourselves and relax, but the massive difference for me is there is no fear within my body. I don't know how it will be if I do a swim on my own, but, you know, I'm not at that stage yet, and I know that that will come, but the thing is there is no fear left in my body. So if you compared me to December when I turned up and stood and put my toes in that water for the first time until last Saturday, massive gain. So think about that. It's a journey. You can't just turn up and expect it overnight. I put a funny little thing about on Facebook the other night, a picture about how you know, this person wanted to lose weight, but what she wanted to do was sit on the couch, eat cookies and watch TV and still lose weight. Why couldn't it be like that? You know, it just isn't. We have to turn up and we have to do what we have to do. And in order to be slim, you've got to stay in the race, you know? So you might deviate and go off at times, but in order to get there, you've just got to stay in. So stay on that path. Life is not lived in a straight line. Planes don't fly in a straight line to get where they're going to go. So, you know, just like that, our weight loss is not a straight line. For some people, for 16 weeks, bang, 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 and at the end of 16 weeks, they're done and dusted. They're pretty much consistently lost a great amount of weight every week. If that's not you, that's okay. But you've got to think about, what am I doing to do it? You know, what do I need to do daily to get me out of my physical or emotional rut? And can I honestly, hand on my heart, say that I've done everything that I can do to get me there? So I'm going to repeat that because I think it's really important. So what do you need to do daily to get out of your physical or emotional rut? And then can you honestly put your hand on your heart and say that you have done all that you need to do to get you there? Because the honesty and the truth will actually come from that, because often we're not. Well, you know, 100% of the time we're not, otherwise we would be there. It's the same as when I talk to teams about staffing and leadership. You know, at the end of the day, you can't make a staff happy. They have to choose that. And we all have periods in our lives where we don't enjoy our job. We all have periods in our lives where we don't enjoy our relationship. And we all have periods in our lives where we're not enjoying the weight loss journey. The thing is, you've got to put your hand on your heart and go, you know, whose choice is this? Who can make this difference? So that question, what can some of you do to help the avalanche? It's about what can you do to help yourself with the avalanche. Which tool can you pick up that Slimmy has given you to decide that you're going to stop it? And sometimes avalanches happen for a reason. If you feel like you're at the bottom of your abyss, or whatever you want to call it, the bottom of the mountain, the only way is up. If you're at the bottom, the only way is up. And you only get to the top by putting one step, you know, one foot in front of the other. So the thing is, the longer you sit and look how high the peak is, the harder it gets. So let me know if that makes sense. All right, I'm just going to do a refresh. I need to shut the chat room, I think, because you guys are very quiet. All right. So I've talked about intention. I've talked about, touched on, you know, the KISS principle. So physical well-being, and it can only come from how we treat our bodies. So a good question to ask yourself when you do something, is this moving me closer to or further away? Is this moving me closer to my goal or further away? And the other thing too is, so for some people the word goal actually traps them, so you know it has that dual meaning and the same spelling. So a goal is something that, you know, you strive towards, but a goal, you know, a jail, can also confine you. So think about psychologically how you think about that. Do you see a goal as something that empowers you, or have you had past experiences where you never attained the goal, so therefore it actually feels like, you know, a massive weight on your shoulders and pulls you back? Can you type and let me know if you're following along and if you're getting anything out of this, and, you know, if it's relevant, if you relate to any of it, helps me know if I'm meeting your needs, or I need to be jumping onto something else. So just think about your goal. So for some people, it gets overwhelming. So you don't want to, like the 16-week challenge, you don't want to start on week one and look at week 16 and go, that's 20 kilos away. You know, what you want to do is, what do I need to do today consistently and persistently to help me get to tomorrow? And what do I need to do tomorrow to get to the next one and the next one and the next one? Okay, so it's just a day-by-day thing, and you stack it all on top of each other, and before you know it, you're there. Same with my swimming. You know, I count my overarms in sets of threes. So, you know, I was only doing three sets of 10, which is 30, and I was doing three sets of, 40, three sets of 60. Three sets of 30, which was 90. You know, so it grows and grows and grows. But also what happens is that distance gets shorter, because it used to take three or four sets to get to the other side, and then suddenly two sets and I'm there. Does that make sense? Oh, there's nobody in the chat room. I'm loving that. So everyone must be listening and writing. That's awesome. So, yep, Janine's getting something out of this. So when I was setting my weight loss goal, I was scared of making it too high because I thought that would be too hard, and then I'd feel like a failure if I didn't reach it. That's a common feeling. So one of the things I talk about, and I'm going to talk about it in terms of losing your weight. Someone said good thought provoking stuff. Keep on. Awesome. So when you set a goal, you know, or outcome, because some people outcome is a better word for them. So if you set a goal or an outcome, you know, to get around that, Melissa, what you can do is you can set your little goal, and you can give it whatever name you want, your medium goal, and then your huge goal. Like, it can be your, I'm so Blink and Scare Goal or whatever, give it a hairy, audacious name. Name it in the language that you speak in. So let your personality show through on those goals. So what those goals are, the little goal, it's something that you know that you can do because you've done it before. So say in a 16-week period or the last time you tried to lose weight, and we're just going to talk about it in weight sense, but say the last time you did it was that you lost 5 kilos or 10 kilos, you know that you can do it. How do you know? Because you've already done it. So what would stop you from doing it again? Nothing. If you've already done it, you know you can do it. You just got to get on and do what you need to do. So that would be your little goal. So then your medium goal would be something that you quite haven't achieved, but you know that if you actually did suck it up, step up, get on with it, focus, then you would get it. And then your great big hairy audacious goal, your WTF goal, the face goal or whatever, is something that's massively huge and you think, oh my gosh, could I do that? That's your massive goal. So with that, Melissa, it doesn't matter which one you get because you're still going to achieve, People who set their goals too low do themselves a disservice, because if you reach for the stars and you land amongst the sky, so much better than staying on the ground. Hopefully that makes sense. So I'm going to go back to my swim. I'm one of those people who, have to overachieve and overset this and that, but it's my personality. And the thing is, you have to recognise your personality. So instead of beating myself up about it like I used to do, I go, what the heck, that's Phyllis. And she does that. She sets these massive goals. She doesn't always reach them, but goddamn, I go so far with what I do achieve because I do set them higher. Some people might say, she's always coming up with things and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, the more I do it, the more I stretch myself, the further ahead I am. So with my swimming, I really, really, really wanted to do the 3K swims. And so I set my intention that after the first 300-metre one, I was going to do the 1,000-metre, the K, and then I was going to go to the 3K, and I was going to do that for the last so many swims. So the reality is, and I do not feel bad, the reality is, one, I couldn't actually physically get the time to travel around and do all of the swims. One, it's expensive, and two, I actually didn't physically have that space in my life. And two, I was nowhere near ready to do 3Ks, not physically. Physically I could. Mentally there was a challenge with that because, remember, I was struggling with the top 10% and my fear. So to be out in the water for 3Ks with that fear, I knew was going to be pushing myself way beyond where I needed to be. And even the 1,000 metre, I realised what the biggest thing I need to get over was my fear. So I did the 300 metre in several swims. I did a 500 and I actually did a K swim in December. But the thing is that it's so motivating. I don't feel like I've done myself a disservice because next year I am so ready for the 3K. That is my goal. That is my focus. I'm swimming a K and a half. Yes, mucking around, it's taking me quite a while. But I know in another couple of weeks, that is going to be a 3K, because once I know that I don't have those breaks in between, I can focus on the next thing and the next thing. The really cool thing about this goal or outcome as well is that it gives me a reason to keep training through the winter, because I have every reason not to. It's cold, it's dark, I'm busy. Somebody's just come on. Is that you, Damien? Nope. Hayley, can you tell me that you can still hear me? So, I have every reason not to do it. When I was training with Sue and she'd meet me at night, she said, you have every reason not to turn up here if the sea was rough or anything like that. But the thing is, the consistency and persistency, I had made myself a promise that I would turn up every single night. Now, doing the 300 metre consistently, that was okay, because like I say, I've got the 3K goal. So think about that. For some people, they might plan for their weight loss to be 10 kilos in the next 16 weeks, but actually their second outcome is actually 25. So think about that. Who's on the line? I can hear them. Probably just dialed in. Not going to say. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to refresh. So think about also, the best things in life, the things that we desire and we want, you actually have to use them and give them to get them. So it's like, when people want to get love, they've actually got to give love to get it. If you want friends, you've actually got to be a friend. So if you want energy, you've got to spend energy to get energy. So think about when you felt really, really tired and you've got something that you absolutely have to do, but you just don't want to. And then when you get off that couch and go meet the friend or get in the water and go for the swim or whatever it is, suddenly at the end of it, you feel absolutely satisfied because you went and did it. And suddenly you're energized. Can anyone relate to that? So the only way to get energy is to spend it. And think about yourself on what I call an energy elevator. So the energy elevator means that, you go up and you might go up four or five stories, and then you come down a couple of stories, go up and get higher each time. So just think about that in terms of how you use it and what you're doing with it. All right, well, that is about the end of the call. I've covered intention cards, energy, physical well-being, the KISS principle, and having your outcome or your end goal, and setting yourself three. I was just going to talk about when you get to the end of your challenge, and if this one challenge is the end of your challenge, you know, think about what you're going to set in terms of monitoring, how you're going to monitor what your weight is. So what you don't want to do, and which is what I did, was switch off and then get onto the scales and go, oh my gosh, where did that all come from? So setting yourself what I call a traffic light. So you'll have a green light, and the green light might be that you're okay with a kilo on or 2 kilos, I don't know what it is, because life happens. So you've got to remember sometimes these things happen and you might, you know, go away for the weekend and things like that. No, Damien, tonight, the call went out before Hayley realised had a chance to actually put that it was just me. You'll have all Damien next week. So the traffic light would be green, and it might be 1 or 2 kilos that you allow yourself. Orange, it might be, you know, 2 or 3 kilos, I don't know. And that's when you start to think about, gosh, I've got to pull up and stop this. Or it might be 2 kilos as your red light. Your red light is non-negotiable. I need to get back onto the challenge totally and get myself sorted, okay? So think about that for the end. Don't just come to the end and think that you're at the end. The end is the beginning of something else. Alrighty, so we're finished. I just want to say there's a really cool little video. I haven't read her book, and I haven't watched or turned up to any of her webinars, but Lisa Nichols has this saying, no matter what, and she adapted this no matter what, not to her weight, because you'll see that she's overweight, but she adapted it for her life, because her life was quite a struggle, and she had this no matter what philosophy that she was going to go out and create and become. So, you know, think about it. What words are you going to have? Not negotiable, no excuses, no matter what. What is it that will propel you forward to, you know, get you where you want to be? Alrighty, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you got something out of it. Have a great week. Send your intentions in if you feel like it, what you've put on your intention cards. Would love to read them, love to see what you've got. And have a great week. Live life well. See ya.